Star Wars 7x7 episode 3073. All right, we've got a new date, an official date, an actual date for Mandalorian season 3. We've also got a couple of new details because apparently some footage was shown in Brazil. Yes, it's true. So let's talk about Mando season 3 and recap some of what we know going into the show. Punch it. Hey Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, new daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So it turns out season 3 of The Mandalorian is not going to debut in February of 2023. It's going to debut on March 1st, the day after February. Okay, so close enough for government work, as they say. March 1st, 23 is the official debut date for season 3. Now, the funny thing about that, or at least it kind of is for me, is related to the Bad Batch. So the Bad Batch initially was going to debut at the end of September, but they pushed it out to January, which, if you're paying attention to these things, makes it so that it would not overlap the Andor series. So they do seem to take into account Star Wars series coming out and try not to make them overlap. Yes, you could say Tales of the Jedi overlaps with the Andor series, but I would argue it's a little bit of a different thing. It's like a streaming drop that happened all at once instead of an ongoing series that you would tune into from week to week to week. Now, we don't know for sure that Lucasfilm moved the Bad Batch because they didn't want it to overlap with Andor, but it certainly looks like that from the outside. And circling back to the whole Mandalorian thing, if they were to release two episodes of The Bad Batch every single Wednesday starting January 4th, because they're gonna do two episodes on January 4th at least, but if they do that for 8 weeks in a row, that means the entirety of season 2 of The Bad Batch will have had its run before The Mandalorian debuts on March 1st. So that would be a way they could avoid the overlap. Pure speculation for the time being. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so the other thing that happened yesterday was that there is a Comic-Con experience happening in Brazil right now. And The Mandalorian was featured there. Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni had virtual appearances on video. Pedro Pascal was there in person. Very exciting stuff. And they also showed some footage just to the folks there. Collider reported on this and said it was pretty much an extended version of what was shown at Star Wars Celebration. However, there were a couple of new bits of footage, which are, technically speaking, not spoilers because, of course, the episodes haven't come out yet. But if you don't want to hear what was in them, then I'll tell you what, I'll save them for toward the end of the episode. And then, I'll give you the official spoiler warning before it happens. But before we do that, the things that I wanted to mention about where we're at with Mando season 3 knowledge. Yes, the trailers is out there. And so you can check that out. And we've done episodes dissecting that stuff too. The things that I don't know that we've talked about necessarily include who's going to be back directing episodes. So we know that Carl Weathers will be directing an episode, Rick Famuyiwa will direct an episode, and Bryce Dallas Howard will direct an episode, at least one for each of those. You would imagine that Dave Filoni would probably direct at least one. He's directed one in each of the first two seasons. Jon Favreau only directed in season 2. He didn't actually direct in season 1. So I would say, just based on his existing commitments, probably likely that he would have directed an episode for season 3. He was working on The Lion King at the same time that season 1 was in production, which was why apparently he didn't have the bandwidth in order to direct an episode. And it's hard to imagine a scenario where Peyton Reed is going to return because he's been involved with the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania movie that's coming out in the beginning of next year. But there's bound to be a couple of new faces. And speaking of new faces, we do know that Christopher Lloyd of Back to the Future and Taxi fame will be appearing in season 3. We also know that Tim Meadows, the comedian from Saturday Night Live, will be in this as well. He was also in The Goldbergs and a couple of other very funny things too. So undisclosed roles at this point. We do know that Giancarlo Esposito is back as Moff Gideon, and apparently his role is going to be bigger than it has been in previous seasons. We're also getting back Carl Weathers as Greef Karga, of course, Omid Abtahi as Dr. Pershing, Paul Sun-Hyung Lee as Carson Teva, the Republic pilot, Emily Swallow as the armorer, Bo-Katan, played by Katie Sackhoff, and of course our titular Mandalorian Pedro Pascal with his little friend Grogu, who, all right, so let's get to those little spoilery details from the Brazil Comic-Con situation, okay? This is your official warning. Again, it's not really a spoiler or anything like that. So just, you know, there you go. Fair warning just in case. But anyway, I guess there is an additional scene where Grogu is seen using his force powers to propel someone out of a cave. Who the someone is, hard to say for sure. The Collider story doesn't say, at least. And so, you know, one would imagine, based on the scenes that we've seen, that it might be some kind of Mandalorian, but we don't necessarily know who. And according to that Collider story, there's more to the scene that we've already seen in teasers from the Mandalorian and Bo-Katan having their conversation, where she's sitting on a throne and she, you know, says, you know, where were you? And she's apparently given him more of the business about him not being around for the war, presumably against the Empire, and how he's going to have an honorless future, according to her. So yeah, I cannot wait to see this new footage. If somehow it ends up showing up somewhere online, then I will share it on social media as I find it. But I will link to the Collider story in the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com if you want to read the details for yourself. I think I've more or less summed it up here. There was one person I didn't mention, though, who is also confirmed for season 3, and that's Amy Sedaris as Peli Motto. Yeah, she'll be back too, so that's very cool. And I think that pretty much wraps up everything I wanted to cover here about Mando season 3 and reset ourselves a little bit in anticipation of it beginning on March 1st, 2023. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.